Hey, hey, what's up, everybody? And thank you so much for tuning in to my live stream. Today, I want to answer one of the most common questions asked when it comes to government contracts. This is like almost everybody who either have thought about government contracting or is a government contractor and doesn't really know the strategies to actually land in their first contract. So this is a question that I get. And that question is, will I land a contract? Like, will I land government contracts? There's a lot, of course, naysayers out there who don't believe that this is possible, especially when it comes to being a small business, a woman in business, or a minority in business. They don't think it's possible. So today I'm going to answer the question, will I land a government contract? And I'm Carwana D. I'm a government contract strategist, and I teach women and minority small business owners how to grow their business with government contracts so they can have consistent, sustainable income and be able to build capacity and all of those things, right? So not only do I teach you the what and the how, but I also give you the complete blueprint and strategy on how to be successful with it. This is the same strategy and blueprint that not only myself, but many of my clients and several other people, colleagues that I know, have used to land government contracts. So over the next few minutes, I'm going to touch on five things that will help you kind of get the answers that you may be seeking about government contracts or whether or not it's something that's possible for you. But most importantly, how your mindset could drive or could be the number one driving factor or determining factor for you having success, not only in this area of your business, but in any area of your life. And so if you stay to the end, I'm going to have a really amazing giveaway that my team and I have put together for you to help you through your business. Okay. So if you have a small business, I want to know who's here. Hi, Sue. I see you here. If you have a small business and you're just curious about, if this is something that you can do, like if you would land a government contract. Hi, Wanza. Let me know in the chat who you are, where you're from, shout out your business, what you do, all that stuff. I want to know in the chat. But today I'm going to be sharing, information or answering the question. I have 5 points that I want to answer or cover around the question, will I land government contracts, And so I can't wait to share that with you. Hi, Dwayne. You were supposed to call me. Hi, Ace. Hi, Salima. Cool. I'm really excited that you all are here. I'm really excited about sharing the information that I'm going to be sharing with you all today. And hopefully it'll help you. If you're on the fence, this is going to help you really make an important decision, which could be one of the most important and most profitable decisions that you can make for your business. Okay. So here are the 5 major points I want to make when it comes to the trillion-dollar question, will I land government contracts or will I even land a contract, right? And this is the common question that most business owners may be wondering, and they want to know, like, how can I get a government contract? All of those things, right? So number one, I want to first say, if you believe you can, you're right. If you believe you won't, you're right. Right. And so if you wonder if you can land government contracts for your business, the answer to that question is, what have you decided? Have you decided that this is going to be a vehicle or a tool that you're going to use to take your business to the next level? Have you decided that this is something that you're willing to give your all at and that you're going to make it work for you? Have you decided? So the answer to that question is, what do you believe? Right. It's not a question of if, like from my experience, it's not a question of if. Right. If you can land a government contract, but rather when, because if you look at the research and if you do the research yourself. Yeah. Sue say, I believe. Absolutely. If you do the research yourself, people are landing contracts all around. Right. It's not just me. It's not just my colleagues. There's a 16-year-old who recently landed a government contract in providing PPE gear, right? Around anything around COVID. Like, it's possible. There's another young lady that just landed a $50 million contract in trucking, like recently, right now, where businesses are being shut down and people are closing their doors and they don't believe that, there's anything they can do to save their business. People are landing $1 million contracts right now. In fact, one of my business colleagues just landed recently in the past month, a multi-million dollar contract. And so is it possible? Absolutely. Absolutely. But what do you believe? I want to go back to that. So it all, the true question should be how soon, right? That is what you really should be asking yourself. The question that you should be really asking yourself is how soon, right? And the answer to that one is, it depends on you. You know, how determined are you to go after those contracts? How consistent are you going to be, you know, in your business? How diligent are you going to be? But really, it's not a question of if you can land a contract. It's not a question of, whether or not this is something that works. The proof is all around us. It does work. Okay. So everybody's journey is going to be different. Some people, I have clients that are landing contracts in their 5th and 6th weeks or 8 weeks of working with me. I have clients that land contracts in like 6 months. So it all depends on your drive, your push, your diligence, your consistency, all of that. Everybody's journey is going to be different. There's no one cookie cutter, and like nobody can predict in 2 weeks, you know, you're going to land. Nobody can tell you that. It's going to be different for everyone. But are you willing to get in the way so that you can be the next award winner of a contract? Awesome. So, Anna say, I believe, yes, before the end of this month. Yes. You got to set the expectation. You got to set those goals. From Dallas. So we have Normac. Hi, Normac, freight broker, dispatcher, logistics. Okay. So I just told you about the lady in trucking, $50 million contract. I don't even know where I think she's somewhere down there. She might be in actually Texas, I believe, somewhere out there, or Atlanta, one of them areas. But cool. So I'm in Florida, Lazy Jim. Okay, cool. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So do you believe? And if you do, let me know in the chat. If you believe, are you willing to get out of your own way? That's good, Stacia. Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely good. Okay. So everybody's journey is going to be completely different. So really, what goals do you have? Have you decided to get the information that you need so that you can become eligible to land contracts? That's the first step. Not to disqualify yourself or to say, think ahead and say, oh, I can't get a contract or whatever. You want to do the work and try. Otherwise, like, what's the point of even asking the question in the first place if you're not willing, right, to do the work to actually see? You know what I mean? And get the results, right? It doesn't make sense. Okay. So, what have you done already to become eligible to land contracts? And have you written your vision statement? Have you written your vision plan for your own business? Like, have you created your own SMART goals with deadlines, of when you want to achieve it by? I see that, who was it that posted, within the next couple months? Oh, by the end of the Sue. Sue say by the end of this month. And it's so possible. Yeah. So it is so possible. Are you already a certified contractor, Sue? Are you already actively bidding on contracting opportunities? And that is a good question. So let me know in the chat. But it's definitely achievable. Have you done that, or are you willing to do that? Any of those things that I just mentioned. I love to tell my clients and people that I get the opportunity to get in front of this one statement: you have the ability to live life by design and not by default. What does that mean? Not respond to things that happen to you, right? But to plan out things that you want to achieve, right? So living life and getting ahead of life, or just getting ahead of your business and designing it out and planning it out, is going to be very key, right? Another thing I want to say is that faith, of course, without works is dead. So do you believe? Faith without works, right? You can believe in the first place, but what are you going to do about that belief? The next step is to do the work, right? They work hand in hand. Faith and work works hand in hand. And that's how, thank you. Thank you, Mykeisha. That's how it happens. You have to put your faith to work, right? Not just speak it and believe it, which you do have the ability to speak things into existence. But then what do you do next? You have to walk it out, create your dream goals and work backwards, walk it out. You have to do the work. Okay. And if you have little faith, all you need is just a little bit of faith of a mustard seed, right? All of this stuff is scriptural, but it's applicable in life, period, right? All you need is just a little bit of faith, right? And a little bit of determination to actually do the work to make it happen. That is it, okay? So it starts within. The greatness is within you. And are you willing to walk into your greatness and to do the work that you're designed to do to have that greatness? Okay. So despite the naysayers, despite all the negative people that says that Black businesses don't get government contracts, do the research. There's Black businesses, women-owned businesses in construction, in trucking, in media, in, you know, supplies, getting contracts right now. In fact, one of my clients just landed not three, like four contracts in the education space. Okay. Another one of my clients just landed a contract providing prosthetic wigs. Okay. So can you get a contract as a Black business? Absolutely. Of course. All right. So that was number one. If you believe you can, you're right. If you believe you can't, you're right. You get to design your own life. You get to decide your journey, right? And you're either putting up blocks for yourself or you're tearing down barriers for yourself. Okay. So number two is follow the blueprint for success. You can take a look at the success stories that are out there publicly printed in the press and in the media, right? What did they do to get there? Success leaves clues, right? If there's someone who's already been on this journey, who's already been successful at it, who know the steps and they've done it multiple times, there's a system there, right? There's a blueprint of how they did that. Greatness with them. Yeah, for Farida, yeah, absolutely. Amen, Evangelist, Tamika Brown. And let me see, Ace says, let me say this, y'all, sign up is a no-brainer. Invest in your business, period. That's true. Absolutely. 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 And so success leaves clues, you guys. And so if somebody else can do it, and if they've done it successfully multiple times and they've helped other people do it, then all you do is follow the blueprints. Because when you try to figure out things for yourself, of course, figuring it out, you can figure it out, but it needs to take you longer, right? That's the long route to success when you can just plug into someone else's success blueprint and strategy to help you get there faster, period. Point blank. That is it, right? And so number three is going to be consistency. You know, anytime you're consistent with anything in life, whether it's a business or with family or anything that you're trying to achieve, you get results, period. That's it. When you're consistent, you get results. So you can't just attempt at something. You can't just attempt it and fail, right? And then give up and say it didn't work, right? It may not have worked that time, but what did you do wrong? You have to be consistent. Try again. You know, if at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. That's Aaliyah. Y'all remember her? Yeah. So you just don't attempt at something. And just give up and say, oh, it didn't work, and then become a naysayer, right? Because you only try once. And so when you decide to give up, your it could be at a point where your breakthrough or your success was just right on the other side, but you gave up too soon. So consistency is definitely going to be key, right, to achieving not only landing your first government contract or doing anything in business. You have to be consistent, right? So you have to do the work, be consistent, be diligent about it. Okay. So number four on my list is learn from your mistakes, right? You have to be willing to go through the valley in order to succeed, right? John Maxwell, I believe, says it best. He has a book called Fail Forward, Failing Forward, right? When you fail, you want to fail forward, right? Not just fail and take a leap back or a step back and say, oh, it didn't work, and look at your life as, oh, I'm just so poor. Oh, woe is me or whatever, right? But you want to fail forward. You want to look at, you know, what mistakes did I make? Where could I, you know, where can I adjust? Even with anything in business, anytime you're doing anything in business, you want to learn from your mistakes, right? You definitely want to do that. There's always time for you to pivot and adjust until you get that thing just right. It's just like a business is like a mold of clay, right? You get the clay, you know, molded into what you want it to be. And sometimes that shape will be deformed and you have to go back and mold it some more to get it to where you want it to be. So it can eventually become this masterpiece of art, right? And so that's really what it's all about. So learn from your mistakes, be willing to go through the valley so that you can appreciate when you're at the top of the hill, right? You can talk about where you've come from. That's a part of your story, your journey. That's a part of your success story, right? That's what makes it so powerful. That's how you connect with people. And if you're the type of person that loves to teach and empower other people, your story matters. So fail forward and fail miserably forward to success, right? And so number five is going to be eliminate excuses. Look within. Learn from your mistake and ask questions. Again, eliminate all excuses, because I know so many small business owners that make excuse after excuse after excuse, right? Oh, I tried, for instance, especially those who have already attempted to, either become a certified contractor for the government and they got stuck in like the federal SAM system and they give up, right? Eliminate excuses. It doesn't work. It's not designed for us and all of this crazy stuff, right? Eliminate excuses. Because if you're getting rejected from the federal procurement system or rejected from SAM or any of those other systems, it's because your paperwork is not right. Something is wrong. Mixed information. Your stuff is all over the place, right? You may have an address on your business license that's different from your articles of incorporation, that's different from your EIN. Your stuff ain't right, right? So if you're getting rejected, it's because your stuff ain't right. So eliminate all excuses, right? Look within and say, what did I do wrong? Like, oh, I messed up my paperwork. Let me get this together. Let me get it right. And then a lot of times people ask that question, will I land government contracts? Is this a guarantee? Is this something that's real, right? They ask that because they're looking for someone to put blame on, right? If they don't do the work and if they're not determined enough to do the work and learn from their mistakes and stay the full ride, right? So they're looking for places to put blame, right? By asking those types of questions. But eliminate excuses. You have to be completely 100% invested in yourself, 100% invested in your business, 100% driven to get the results that you want. Okay. So let me just do a quick recap of the five major points I want to make when it comes to the $1 trillion question. The reason why I call it the $1 trillion question is, that question is, will I land contracts? Is because there's literally trillions of dollars being spent every single year. In fact, multiple trillions, because just between March and June of this year, right, the government spent $1.4 trillion just in response to COVID, right? So if you have anything with hand sanitizers, have anything to do with masks, any type of health supplies, any testing kits, any type of mobile laboratories, any type of, centers or something where you can actually house people, or facilities where you can do testing, all that stuff, anything in relation to in response to COVID, trillions of dollars has already been spent within a few months. And so, okay. And so we're talking about 12 months of just trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. So that's it's a $1 trillion business. It's a $1 trillion industry. And they're spending that money. A percentage of those trillions go to women and minority small business owners. So if you're failing in business, if you're struggling in business, if you have a lack of customers in business, if you're closing your business doors, it could be because you have not taken a serious look at the possibilities of doing business with the government, which never closes, which is always paying, which is the way to have consistent, sustainable income, which is the way to keep your doors open. Okay. If you're not taking a serious look at that, then you can't blame anybody else. Right. And it doesn't even have to be government contracting. There's corporate contracts. There's all different other type of strategies and ways to really have a thriving business. Are you doing the work? Are you exploring all the opportunities? Have you tried? Are you investing in yourself? Those are more questions that we as business owners should be asking ourselves, other than can I land a contract? Well, look at the proof around us. Everybody's landing contracts. The only reason why you're asking that question is because you have not gotten in formation. So my challenge to you is to get in formation, get in position. So someone said that they were, hi, Sunshine. They're working on a capability statement. So that means that you're already a government contractor and you're doing the work, right? You're doing the work to get yourself in formation. Who was that? Was it Sue? Yeah. So she's already ready. So I'm staying in agreement with you that you will land a contract by the end of this, before the month end or whatever, if you're already doing the work and if you're actively bidding. It's so possible. There's opportunities out there every single day, like millions of opportunities that get posted on the federal, the state, the local level that people are not responding to because they don't know or they're not willing to open their minds and believe that they can get these contracts. They're not willing to learn something new. They're not willing to do business with the government, you know? And so that's why a lot of these opportunities just, you know, go by, go bye-bye, you know, or whatever. So that is my spiel for today. So what I want to do, and this is something that my team and I have put together for you all, is at the end of this month, we're going to be doing a free pre-qualifications 5-day challenge. This is where I help you. If you've never done business with the government, even if you're brand new and you're trying to do this stuff on your own and you're trying to figure things out, we're going to help you get pre-qualified. I'm going to walk you through a 5-day challenge of different things that you need to have to become pre-qualified. Once you're pre-qualified, everything else is just really strategy, plug and play, right? So we're going to work together on helping you get pre-qualified as a government contractor for your business, but you have to register. So, and you got to be ready. So I'm actually going to personally walk you through those steps, right? So people have paid me thousands of dollars to help them with just this one part, right? And there's a lot of other parts that go with it, you know, two other parts that go with it, but just this one part is very valuable. And I'm offering that and gifting that over to you for free, but you have to show up. One of my greatest passions in life is to teach other people the things that I've learned in life about business and wealth strategies and growth and all that stuff, to empower other folks and to show them what has worked for me. So you don't have to make the same mistakes that I've made in business. You don't have to take as long, you know, to figure things out as typically we as business owners normally when we go the long route, it'll take us a long time to get there. So my story isn't over, and I'm just beginning to walk into my own greatness, you know, and I'm willing to share that part of my success with you. So together in this 5-day challenge, we're going to walk through getting pre-qualified as a government contractor. So you do have to sign up. I'm going to be dropping. Oh, so Stacy already dropped the link. So check the link, www.govconchallenge.com. Check the link, you know, go ahead and register, and we're going to walk through this thing together. So in my free 5-day challenge, I'm going to personally walk you through that. You'll have my full accountability. And trust me, this is not going to be, you either going to like me or hate me, right? Because I push people. We're going to eliminate excuses. We're going to get the work done. We're going to help you become pre-qualified, because my goal is to empower 1,000 minority and women-owned businesses, right, in a very short time, because there's money on the table that we're leaving on the table. There's a lot of work that we need to be doing in our communities that's going to take financial capital to do that. How do you get the financial capital without having to get loans? Well, you can get a government contract, you can get grants, you can get all different types of resources, but the resources are there, and we have to learn how to strategically tap into those resources using one, our business, which is a vehicle. Our business is a vehicle. It's not a job. It's a vehicle to generate wealth. And with your vehicle, you can change lives, you can change the world, and we can change things together, starting with you. So make the decision, or if this is something that you want to do, join me in the free 5-day challenge where I'll be personally helping you and walking you through that, you know, that process. So let me know in the chat if you want this, and if you're serious to move forward, we're going to get it done. All right. So thank you, Jamil. Hi, Jamil Patterson. I love you too. Evangelist. Exactly. Yes. Hi, Nikki. Hi, Nikki. Awesome. Cool. So, yeah, so that's pretty much it. Thank you, Courtney. She says this is great information. Yeah. So thank you all so much for joining me on today. So check me next time, next week on Friday, this exact same time. I have some other nuggets that I'm going to be sharing with you all, but you have a wonderful evening, and I'll check you all next time. Evangelist says she already signed up. Awesome. So if you haven't already signed up, make sure that you get signed up. Hi, Alonzo. Zoe Stevens says, I'm trying. Yeah, let's get it. Let's get it done, y'all. All right. So you guys have a nice day. Have a great weekend. Be safe. If you're in Cali, make sure you wear your mask. It's a lot of ashes, a lot of smoke and everything going on. Hi, Shanette. I've been trying to work with you. Like, you really need to connect with me, seriously, right? Because like, for what you do in the arts, especially with music and everything like that, I can show you how to get contracts, you know, with the government for music performance and all that stuff. What's the surprise? Sue Lee, the surprise is we're going to be, I'm giving away my challenge, my free 5-day challenge, where I'm going to be working with you personally to help you get pre-qualified as a government contractor. So, Dwayne, the link is in the comments. It says www.govconchallenge.com. govconchallenge.com. All right. So y'all have a great weekend, and I'll see you next Friday. All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.